Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Living by Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
What I believe we have is a generation now, one that exists and another younger that is coming up, that has heard a lot about faith. People like Brother Kenneth E. Hagin, Sr., who's in heaven now, whom God gave the direction, go teach my people faith. And all the, you know, I came up under his ministry, as most of you know. And he learned faith as a paralyzed 16-year-old boy. Bedfast. He tried to get people, he called for several preachers to come. He wanted to ask them about Mark 11, 22, 23, and 24. He had read it. 16-year-old boy. And it said, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them and you'll have them. And he wanted to know, does whatsoever mean whatsoever? I mean, can I believe I received my healing?
Yes.
He couldn't find anybody that most of the people wouldn't even talk to him about it. And finally, one guy did come to see him. And when he came to see him, he was in such a bad way that he couldn't talk. And when he tried to talk, it said it just sounded like gibberish. He couldn't even make one intelligible word. And said, so the pastor took his hand, picked up his hand in his, and patted it and said, just be patient, my boy. In a few more days, it'll all be over. And left the room. But because he laid there and prayed and communed with God, the Lord began to lead him to truths in the Scripture. Has being born again been done away with? The Lord asked Brother Hagin as he's laying there bedfast. He said, well, no, nobody would say that. How do you get born again? By grace through faith. Well, then faith hadn't been done away with. He brought his attention to the woman with the issue of blood in Mark 5. He said, what made her whole? Her faith made her whole. If her faith would make her whole, your faith will make you whole.
Amen.
Come on, can you see this?
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And finally, he got a hold of it. And he got frustrated because he's months and months and months bedfast on the bed there. Half the time, he can't even handle a Bible. Can't even move a page. And so finally, in frustration, he said, God, I do believe. I mean, if you told me face to face, your problem is, son, you don't believe. I'd say, no, Lord, I believe.
Amen.
And he said, the Lord spoke to his heart, son, you believe as much as you know. Now, that's an answer to a lot of things.
Yes.
As much as you know. Because he'd pray and say, I believe I receive, and then he'd check his body. And it's no better. Why didn't it work? He'd pray and check his body, pray and check his body. Finally, he got that revelation. He said, I see it. I got to believe I receive my healing while I'm still laying here paralyzed.
Yes, right.
I got to believe I receive it right now.
Praise God.
Nobody told him that.
Yeah.
No human person in his life. The Spirit of God told him. And then right after that, the Spirit of God said, now you believe you're well. He said, I sure do.
Amen.
I sure do. He said, well, people ought to be up this time of the day. It was like 10 or 11 in the morning. Well, people ought to be up. So with great difficulty, he threw his arm around the bedpost and pushed his legs out. He said they plopped and hit the floor like pieces of firewood. Couldn't even feel them. And he dragged himself and slid out of the bed. And when he did, he went all the way down till his knees were touching the floor. And he's holding on. And he said, I want to declare before God and all angels in heaven, before the devil and every demon, I believe, I receive my healing, and I'm healed. And he said, when he did, it felt like warm honey began to touch him in the top of the head. And just piled up on his head and then just ran down over. He said it ran down over his face and nothing he could see, but he could feel it. He said when it got to his legs, they started stinging like they had thousands of needles. Before that, he couldn't feel a thing. He's paralyzed. He said it hurt so bad, but it hurt so good. And within just a few moments, he's standing there on his own power. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praising God. I say all that to say this. He had a personal faith in the God he knew.
Yes.
Living faith.
Thank you, Jesus.
Real faith.
Yes.
Somebody say real faith. Real faith.
Real faith.
He got it. How does faith come?
Hearing.
And see, he heard these things from the Lord. Laying there in the bed.
Yes.
The Lord led him in the Scriptures. And by His Spirit. But people like him who learned about faith and walked by faith, not they didn't get it from anybody else, but they were able to teach so wonderfully by the anointing the principles of faith, what faith is, how it comes, how it works. But now we've had a whole generation that have come up and learned principles of faith and think that's real faith. They think because I know principles of faith, that means I have faith in God. And it doesn't.
No.
I said it doesn't.
Right.
And many have taken these principles and actually made works out of them. I have to keep confessing it and confessing it and I have to keep giving and I have to keep doing this and I have to keep doing that. And here's the acid test. What are you counting on to do the work? If it's something you're doing, your faith's not in God. Your faith's in your faith principle that you're doing. And people have done this and didn't get results and got mad at God and anybody that preached faith and became offended. Living by faith principles that you have mentally agreed to is not the same thing as living faith in the living person of God. Faith is of the heart, trusting God, not of the head, logging information. It's a living thing. And Timothy said it. We'll turn there and read it out loud. He said, 2 Timothy 1 and 12. 2 Timothy 1, 12. Latter part of the verse, part B, he said, for I know whom I have believed.
Amen.
Not what?
Yes.
Whom?
Yes.
I have believed. And I'm persuaded that he... Not it.
That's right.
See, what are we counting on for it to happen? Can you see this, saints?
Yes, sir.
I know whom I have believed. I am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I've committed to Him against that day. You don't want to just learn principles about faith. You want to have living trust in the living God you know. And you can't trust Him beyond what you know of Him. Even though you'd like to. It's a decision to trust Him. But it's all tied to our personal relationship with Him. And many, they don't pray. Don't spend any time communing with God. They're so busy with everything in their life. And they weren't looking for how I can serve God. They were looking for what principles of God will serve me and help me do what I want to do. I know when I was in Brother Hagin's healing school some decades ago, there was a wealthy family that was there with their young child that was very sick, very ill. And they were with us for a couple of weeks, and I just didn't feel like we were making much progress. I began to seek the Lord extra and pray about it some. I thought, Lord, what's going on here? He should be doing better by now. I mean, what's happening here? And you know, some things the Lord didn't tell you, He showed you. And He can show you something in faster than the blink of an eye. It'd take you half a day to try to explain it. And it was like this. It's like if Dave represented the Lord, I could almost see his parents coming like this. And they didn't want to get any closer to him than they had to be. And they wanted to get the healing for their child and then go back to their life. They didn't want God. They wanted what He could do for them. And that's a problem. Not because God will withhold from you. It's just because your faith doesn't work like that. Your faith won't work in those conditions. Because who's your faith in? Him. Right? And what will happen is, again and again, if something's not right in your life, the first thing you should do is not just start making confessions. And quoting scriptures and trying to implement principles. You don't even really know what to do yet until you've heard from Him.
Amen.
You should come boldly to the throne of grace to get your mercy and your help.
Yes.
Is that right?
Amen.
And again and again, you'll say, God, I need money. I need money. I need healing. He'll say, I know, baby. Come here. Come here.
Amen.
Yeah, but I just need, I'm busy. I just need my healing so I can get back. Baby, come here. Come here. He wants you to come all the way up.
Amen.
And sit down on his knee.
Yes.
Come on, are you listening?
Thank you, Father.
And all you want to talk about is that healing or that money, but He wants to talk to you about other stuff.
Amen.
He wants to talk to you about His plan for your life. And about why you're even alive and why you're on the planet.
That's
is that right?
Yes.
And you get that right and all these other things just kind of fall in line. But you see, millions of people, they're not interested in that. They have a life full of all kind of things that the Lord did not tell them to do. And they don't want to change that life. And so all they're interested in is anything from God that will help me do my life. And that's a problem. I said, that's a problem.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Living by Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 7th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God who gives me life.